This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent most of the first hour talking about the situation in Baltimore, specifically because the news from earlier in the week about the Department of Justice saying that the officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray should not face any federal civil rights charges. But that led into a broader discussion about sort of police accountability, the drug war. And Chris, you've pulled something up from Vice from, again, just a couple days ago about a database to track the criminal activities of the police?
Yeah. This comes to us from Vice News when cops commit crimes and inside the first database that tracks America's criminal cops. This is by Isabella McKinley Corbo. And it says 12 years ago, a criminal justice master's student named Philip Stinson got into an argument with his grad school classmates about how often police officers committed crimes. His peers, many of whom were cops themselves, thought police crime was rare, but Stinson, himself a former cop and attorney, thought the problem was bigger than anyone knew. He bet a pint of ale that he could prove it. On Tuesday, Stinson made good on his bet with an extensive police crime database offering the most comprehensive look ever at how often American cops are arrested, as well as some early insights into the consequences they face for breaking the laws they're supposed to enforce.
Okay, so I've not looked at this. I you know, saw that you posted the article where we share articles with one another,
sure.
And I've popped it up, but I've not read past what you just read. So I'm going to take a guess here at the interesting insights into the consequences and say that, how do you quantify not much into a number? Now, that's to say that, you know,
yeah,
very few of the officers that wind up getting arrested for anything, whether it be on the job or off the job misconduct, very few actually wind up being prosecuted.
Yeah.
And again, that's my speculation. I've not looked at the numbers in this article.
Yeah.
Continue, and hopefully we'll answer my question at some point.
Sure. So the data set that he worked with includes 8,006 arrest incidents resulting in 13,623 charges against 6,596 police officers from 2005 through 2012, with more years of data to come.
And again, just because there's a charge does not mean there's a conviction.
Correct. And nearly half of these incidents, Stinson and his research team concluded, were violent. And that was one of the things that kind of popped out, that
which,
the incident of violent crime versus nonviolent crime.
And that's sort of complete opposite of the regular population, where the vast majority of offenses are not violent,
right,
and have no victim. And that there's a difference between violent crimes and crimes that have a victim.
Correct. The data covers 2,830 state, local, and special law enforcement agencies across all 50 states plus D.C. That's just a fraction of the approximately 18,000 law enforcement agencies and 1 million sworn officers in the United States. So the data set is not comprehensive, but it is the most extensive and ambitious look at cop crime to date. It's not
so
as rare
again,
as you might think.
Let me
go ahead.
Compare some of these numbers again. So again, there are a total of 1.1 million police officers in the country. This data looks at roughly 7,000 police officers that were involved in just over 8,000 arrests and Yep. Almost 14,000 charges.
6,596 officers, resulting in 13,623 charges.
Charges, not necessarily convictions.
Correct. So I'm not going to read this entire article, but the top line numbers indicate that about 1,000 officers, 1,000 officer arrests per year over the 8 years. That's just a number I'm going to throw out there, and nearly 1,140 arrests per year from 2008 through 2012.
Which is roughly three per day?
Something like that. The most common charges, charged offense across all police arrest incidents in the database were misdemeanor assault, with driving under the influence a close second. Forcible.
Where does domestic violence rank on this?
Very, very high, and that's one of the things that did not surprise officers that were interviewed about this. They recognized that police officers are somewhere around, and they throw out sometimes somewhere around four times as likely to have abuse in their relationship than the general public.
So I'm actually looking at the chart here, and since we're jumping around a little bit, let's go through these top charges, again, from 2005 to 2012 for a fraction of all of the police departments across the country. Again, what was it? 2,800 police departments at the state, local, and special law enforcement agency level out of 18,000 such agencies. And the top charges, simple assault, DUI, official misconduct / oppression / violation of oath, aggravated assault, drug and narcotic violations, forcible fondling, false reports and statements, intimidations, weapon law violations, and forcible rape.
Those are your top 10.
Yes.
So that kind of, where do I see burglary? I don't see burglary on there. I don't see shoplifting on there. I don't see those types of crimes.
Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10, which means there are more police officers that are convicted of force or charged with forcible rape than there are with burglary. We should also bear in mind that the arrest is not an equivalent to a conviction. And they don't have a way yet to determine exactly how many officers are convicted. I know that was a question you had.
Yeah, that's the info that I really, really, really wanted. Because
one of those situations where it's like, what's a solution? You know what I mean?
Well, the solution is, let's talk a little bit more about the problem, then we can bandy around some solutions. Based on this data, 1,219 officers were arrested for sex-related crimes between 2005 and 2012. More than half of the alleged victims were underage, meaning 17 years old or younger. The most common sex crime was forced fondling, 388 cases, followed by forcible rape, 355. 17% of officers arrested for sex crimes, 213 cops total, again, out of our sample size, were charged in multiple sex-related cases, meaning they were either repeat offenders or had multiple victims.
And there was the rare case a couple of years ago in, was it Oklahoma City, where the police officer was actually caught on tape with several women that he was forcing himself upon. And, you know, I think because there was the video evidence of what he did, wound up being convicted.
Right.
But then, you know, he was crying of, I shouldn't have been convicted of this, blah, blah, blah. Basically, you know, putting the burden on everybody else. So yeah. He still was acting as though he did nothing wrong. His badge allowed him to do whatever he wanted to. So, Heather, you asked, you know, what can be done. And I think that, you know, this is one of those things to where it's just a symptom of something larger. And when you have people that, well, they're told that, well, you have this immunity, that immunity, this other immunity, they think that they are above the law.
But they're not, like, given right, an immunity. Some of them were charged and some of them have gone to jail. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's
right,
unfortunate,
and
I admire the police that are actually out there cracking down on the ones not doing a good job.
I'm going to Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So good job for the good cause.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. More on this. Plus, again, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What can be done about the bad apples that spoil the bunch?
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we here on Free Talk Live are fans of the Bitcoin, and, well, we want to tell you how you can actually mine Bitcoin from the comfort of your own home without having to worry about investing in really expensive equipment and running up your utility bills. Go to pool.bitcoin.com. Again, forget about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, the maintenance. Make Bitcoin every day like Mark and Ian do. Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use and can calculate what you might expect to earn. Again, they're at pool.bitcoin.com. And not just that, but you also can help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. Let's jump back into some of the numbers here, Chris. Again, talking about the database that Philip Stinson, who is a master's student, a criminal justice master's student, got into an argument with a classmate about how many crimes do police commit, and he came up with a database.
And Stinson is a former police officer himself.
And again, some of the very interesting numbers just to skim over before getting back to where we were. The data set includes roughly 8,000 arrest incidents, resulting in 13,623 charges, not necessarily convictions, because, well, unfortunately, they don't have a way to track that. 13,623 charges involving 6,500 police officers from 2005 to 2012. Data covers 2,800 state, local, and special law enforcement agencies across all 50 states, plus the District of Criminals. Out of a total of 18,000 law enforcement agencies and 1.1 million officers. So again, the data is not comprehensive, but it's the most extensive and ambitious look at cop crime to date. Again, article from Vice will be linked on Facebook and Twitter. We were going over some of the charges here, specifically the ones in the top 10. And Chris, there are a couple numbers that you were pointing out. So
yeah,
let's get back to those. And then again, your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
A couple of the other findings, rookie cops are more likely to get arrested more often. The data generally shows that there's a real spike around, you know, four to eight years. That's when officers tend to be arrested for these types of crime, more likely, but it occurs at every year, can occur every year during an officer's career. Most cops who got arrested are male, 93%. 13% of the most serious charges male cops faced were for misdemeanor assault. Repeat offenders, out of the 6,596 officers in the data set, 802 were arrested more than once. Stinson also found that nearly 24% of the officers arrested for any crime from 2005 through 2011 were sued at some point during their career for federal civil rights violations like excessive use of force or verbal assault. When cops get convicted, and this is what you were asking about earlier. So out of 5,148 cases where Stinson and his team know the outcome, 3,716, or nearly three quarters, resulted in a conviction.
Interesting. Now, I am curious here what the charges were that the people were actually convicted of.
Yeah, but Stinson said this conviction rate might be misleading, especially when it comes to serious crimes. A felony conviction, for example, would likely end a cop's career because convicted felons typically lose their right to carry a gun. So an officer arrested on felony charges may plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge instead in order to keep his gun and his job.
And I'm also wondering, because domestic abuse also results in the loss of gun ownership rights. So the cops that are charged with that, Are they pleading to lesser charges?
I think that's a common move. Let's see. There was another when cops face other consequences. He knows that at least 91% of convicted officers were fired or resigned.
Okay, and there's definitely more to this. Skim through. We're going to go to Skype where we've got Ricky calling in from, not that it makes any difference, but the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, it sure as hell makes a difference there, Brother Darryl.
In your mind and your mind only, go ahead with your thoughts.
Brother Chris and Brother Heather, a quick question for you two.
I guess I'm your brother.
If it's all right. No, Sister Heather.
You said, it doesn't matter. What's the question, Ricky? What's the question?
Quickly, before I go on, if you could, Brother Chris and Sister Heather, if you could tell me kind of like, I'm from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I was always here, but I also grew up here. You don't have to say where you're from, but where you kind of grew up, both of you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Cape Cod.
Eastern Oregon.
Interesting. You know an awful lot about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Chris, and you're from Oregon?
I spent about 10 years in the Commonwealth. I lived around the Carlisle area.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
now,
welcome.
Was that the young lady?
Oh, no. I was just saying I grew up on the Cape.
Yeah. That's all right.
Cool. Yeah.
With lobsters.
In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Yes. Also a Commonwealth, as is Virginia and Kentucky.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Massachusetts, I guess, is interesting because we have, like, municipal governments and stuff like that on the Cape. You know what I mean? Where I guess it's different than other parts, right?
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, very different than Massachusetts, Virginia, and Kentucky.
Yep, because Pennsylvania's capital is Harrisburg, the capital of Massachusetts. Not Harrisburg. Thus, that's a difference. They're also geographically different.
Okay,
Massachusetts has a lot of ocean, whereas Pennsylvania does not. Pennsylvania does have Penn State University, pretty good football team. Massachusetts, they've got the Patriots, which is in the NFL.
Also, don't forget, in your own words, when you were doing research at my request at a point, Kings and Queens, The Lady in the Lake, and various other weirdness and crazy stuff that's very difficult to understand, and most don't. And I can tell you this.
I didn't understand any of that. Go ahead.
I think that was a haiku.
You said that yourself, Darryl, quite a long time ago.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
We're going to roll tape on that one.
I'm a Kings and Queens, our beginnings in Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Yes, absolutely.
I learn something new every day. Go ahead.
So, well, was there a question at some point that you had, Ricky?
We're getting to it.
Yeah, well.
All right. Write it down. Grab a piece of paper. Grab a writing utensil. And write down your question. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you know what the hell Ricky's talking about. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. And maybe you're intimidated to actually call in to a nationally syndicated talk radio show.
Well, when you say that, then people are going to be intimidated, Daryl.
Well, but maybe you still want to give us your feedback. And you can do that.
How?
By calling 641, we've got an audio on demand listen line. So you can call 641-793-9660. And you can actually, it's not just Free Talk Live, it's all of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, where you can listen at your leisure. And then you can, there's a button you can press to leave a message.
Yep.
So if you're intimidated about calling 855-450-FREE and talking to us live, you just want to, you know, like, monologue at us, that's fine. 641-793-9660. It's the audio on demand listen line, but you can leave us messages if you want.
It's kind of cool because we get notified, too. We get little notifications in our inbox saying, hey, you've got a message, and I listen to them.
I listen to the ones that there are a couple of telephone numbers that I've blocked.
You recognize them.
And, well, you know, my email service has features to where, oh, yeah, just block this one.
Right.
And then if you are going to, you know, press the button and leave a message, actually talk, because there have been several where, you know, like 15, 20 seconds of just silence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, leave us a message. If it's shorter, more likely that I'll listen to it. I'm not listening to, like, a, you know, 5-minute monologue.
Yeah. But they are kind of fun, and please keep it up. We enjoy them.
And let's go back to the phones, actually to Skype. And again, Skype username is lrn.fm. Ricky, you're back. Continue with your thoughts.
Thank you so much. Well, it comes down to this, and try to bear with me. Maybe Brother Chris can help with this, too. Now,
we don't offer that kind of help.
Hmm?
I said we don't offer that kind of help, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to give an example. I'm going to explain it, and I'm going to, you know, answer the question that everybody's been asking about, Ricky, from the Commonwealth, since probably I'll come on the air. Example of which, and then I'm going to break it down and explain it, prove something that a lot of people don't understand.
Okay.
I'm going to cite it first. You know, it's actually Section 21, pursuant to 25, 20, and 26 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Article I, 1968. Now we're going to break it down backwards to make it easy. First, we're going to take Section 25. Section 25 states to guard against transgression of the powers that we have delegated, you know, all these things shall remain inviolate. Now, that's been there since the beginning, July 23rd, 1776. What that means is all the crap that's in that section and the damn document is going to stay that way, and it should be absolute. Let's go to the next one. The next one is Section 26. Section 26 is suits against the Commonwealth.
26 does come after 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the amendment's a little confusing, but I'm going to fix that too. Section 26 says, you know, it suits against the Commonwealth. Now, that was added in 1968. That was already in the works by 1964, going into 5 maybe. Now, what that says is suits may be brought against the Commonwealth and its subdivisions. Now,
so somebody can sue the state government in Pennsylvania. So
town or county.
Hold on, Ricky.
Don't step on my balls.
Hold on, Ricky. I've got the mute button. I've got a question for you. What the hell does this have to do with what? Why should somebody that doesn't live in Pennsylvania care what the Pennsylvania Constitution has to say?
Maybe I'm saying it to all your callers, a load of them that come from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, a lot of other things. May I continue?
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, why somebody outside of Pennsylvania should really care what the Pennsylvania Constitution
Well, before
has
you continue,
to say.
I think all discussions of all constitutions are intriguing because each state is a little bit different. So go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, don't step on his balls, Daryl.
Thank you, sister.
I don't step on people's balls, but I do know somebody that you could pay to do that if that's what you're into. Continue with your thoughts, Ricky.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, suits against the Commonwealth and its subdivisions. Reason why that was brought upon is because it was not there. And in the early 60s, people were the state was overstepping their boundaries at the beginnings of the civil rights movement. And what they were doing is using the separation between the state and the Commonwealth to the advantages. I mean, this is specific to Pennsylvania. Okay, so the addition of, and I'm going to use Section 21 as the final example, the addition of Section 26 was added in the amendment, and the amendment reads that Section 26 has been, even though it's in line, moved to its current position, which is actually above Section 25. Now, I'm going to use Section 21 as an example. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, first of all, I understand a lot of things, one of them being a very good understanding of legalese, about as good as any lawyer, and better than some. Now, that's how we're going to break Section 21 down. Okay?
It's pretty straightforward. Go ahead.
Thank you. Section 21. The citizens, I quote, "The citizens have a right to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state. This shall not be questioned." One of the first things you're going to notice about this is, and I say it all the time, where am I from, Daryl?
You're from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but it doesn't make
very
any
good,
difference because
now,
Massachusetts, also a Commonwealth. Virginia,
Daryl,
also a Commonwealth. Kentucky, also a Commonwealth. Ricky, and you keep mentioning every time you call, you mention Section 21, Section 25, Section 26. What difference does it make?
Well, and you would very, let me finish.
Very, very quickly, what the
you
hell?
Were
what, what's
the
your point?
Of what?
Tell us about Section 20. Tell us about Section 21.
He already told us about Section 21.
But
what's the point you're trying to make? What is your point?
You're being a jackass, Daryl, to a member of the Commonwealth. Please.
Ricky, what is your point?
I do.
What is your point?
Section 21, and I'm going to tell you again.
You already read it. You've got 1 minute. What is your point?
The state is not of the Commonwealth. It's not a state at all. Reason why it's called legalese. Two prepositions, of and the. If you understand prepositions in defense of the state, themselves in the state, who are they talking about? The state meaning the state could be also another state, but it's not the Commonwealth. Can be.
Hmm.
Understand themselves in the Commonwealth.
You're not allowed to defend yourself against the Commonwealth?
You are.
Make me jackass in front of all my fellow Pennsylvanians who are confused as all hell talking about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and if they went to court and they're a member of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, they're going to lose because they violated their own constitutional rights. And the Constitution has holes in it. I'm talking the U.S. Constitution. Don't forget, on July 23rd, 2016, I took an oath. I think I know the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Ricky, thank you
for the call.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to be coherent. Just be interesting.
I love the Article 21. Most states have something that has to do with the right to bear arms.
Correct.
And he kind of fumbled around it a little bit, but I just like the way it reads. The right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. Just like, you can't even question it.
But
it's
yet,
just a right.
But yet, Pennsylvania does not have a shall-issue concealed carry permit.
I get it.
They question it.
I get it. Yeah, they do.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services listed on Simbi.com. There are hundreds of thousands of people acting within the symbiotic economy. So go create an account at Simbi.com. Again, Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services, Simbi.com. There's still more to this article from Vice about the database that's been attempting to track the crimes committed by American police officers. We'll get back into that, but first, your calls and thoughts. Again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I really like how you take everyone's calls. I tried to get in contact with Stefan Molyneux, you know, this Free Domain Radio, and I think I started trying to contact him like 3 years ago, and I never got a response, which is kind of sad because I kind of like his approach. He wants to be consistent and rigorous, so I think if I ever got on, I'd debate him the same way I do on this show.
So are you calling to see if we have an in with him? Because we totally don't.
No, I just wanted to give you guys kudos for just taking people's calls without all this stuff.
No worries.
You know?
It's what makes the show interesting, you know?
Yeah, definitely a lot of interesting people on it. Speaking of interesting people, after I left my email the other day, guess who emailed me? Libertarian Banker.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. What was the content of, or you don't have to, you know, read the email to us, but
it's okay.
What was the point of the email?
Well, you know, I think we admire each other and each other's intellect, and we wanted to maybe call into the show on Sunday and debate one another. I wanted to ask if that's possible to set up. I think we did that one time before.
This Sunday, I don't believe that would be possible because we're going to be doing a special remote broadcast from the Seacoast.
Gotcha.
From the Free State Bitcoin Shop that is at least the first Bitcoin-only store in New Hampshire, if not the entire country.
And by that, you mean you can't go in there with U.S. dollars or...
Well, you can go in with
you can't
U.S. dollars.
Spend them, correct?
You can spend them in the Bitcoin vending machine
but
that allows you to purchase crypto.
Right, but they will not accept U.S. dollars for merchandise.
They will not
directly.
Accept U.S. dollars for merchandise directly at the cash register, but they will assist you in purchasing Bitcoin and then using your Bitcoin. And I think they have a couple other cryptos that they use
there.
As well.
I know that.
Plus, there's also the 5-year anniversary screening of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree that you can actually watch for free online, or you can buy a limited edition DVD at victimlesscrimespree.com. But, Greg, if you want to get this set up, contact Ian, IAN at freetalklive.com. He would be the one that would be able to set this up for you.
What would you debate him on?
We have to choose topics. I think last time I was bringing up my unconditional basic income, and he called in and made a very good point, which is that the cost of living varies from place to place. So he was wondering how would unconditional basic income even work, which actually helped me to clarify my own thoughts, because I do believe in, I think I called in before, local cryptocurrencies. And so I want to make a cryptocurrency that actually will work and inflate automatically and capture how much it costs to have a cost of living in that area. So that's something that I'm working on, actually.
Are you camera shy by any chance?
Not really, no.
Because if you go to Callout, have you heard of that? It's Q-A-L-L-O-U-T, callout.com.
Q-A-L-L-O-U-T.
Right. I'm actually a resident debater for them. I just haven't been debating lately. But you can go on there and you can debate people and set up your own video debates, and you get 20 minutes each, and you tag and you go back and forth.
Now, Greg, I do like your concept here of the crypto, because that would be sort of a free market version of UBI.
I was going to offer a solution here. I mean, your concern is, how do you make prices level in a universal basic income? And I think it's well established that you just do price controls. If you control
They have those in New York.
Well, I was going to say, but if you want to make sure that people pay the same for a given product in, say, Texas versus New York versus North Dakota, if you get some central planning in there, then the government can dictate exactly what price everything goes for.
Right. And so the reason I call into shows, including, you know, liberal shows and progressives as well as conservative, I don't call in all the time. But
we're not conservatives.
I know.
Or liberals.
It's to refine my ideas. And so I think a great place to start would be if each community could, if we finished this this coin, which I'm now calling Intercoin, basically going to allow each community to have its own crypto. And then local business, like the Berkshires, you know, in Berkshire. And basically,
right.
Then it would inflate. What it would do is businesses would tag each purchase with, okay, this was food. This was, you know, cleaning utensils, whatever. Either manufacturers or stores would tag it so that then the whole community could see what is the median spending on food, let's say, in the previous day. Then they could collectively vote on, cryptographically, securely vote on how much UBI, how much percent of the previous day's CPI should be given. And so that rate could be 10%. So that's
like a crypto tax.
Everyone,
but that is. That's like a crypto tax, right?
It's like a crypto tax, but it's a bond. It's not, no tax collector is going to come to your house. It's just if you choose to use the currency, it inflates. And therefore, each transaction
that's
you prioritize the necessities first.
I'm fine with the voluntary part.
Yeah,
and if
completely.
Right,
what's that? Go ahead.
If there's a shortage, let's say, you know, for whatever reason, the supply of water is reduced. So the UBI, it responds to that right away because it sees that the price of water went up yesterday. So it issues that much more money to everybody until the shortage is resolved. And you deal with it later, but everyone gets the drink.
Yeah, no one goes thirsty. Yeah, and I understand. I read a lot on UBI, and it's one of those topics that I just, to be quite upfront, I don't agree with at all. To me, it is just socialism writ large, and that's okay. You and I can disagree on that. I think it's interesting.
As you know, you're supporting voluntary options. I think we can agree with you on that.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. If people wish to take part in it, feel free. Don't take my money to do this experiment. I'm good with it.
No, that's fine. But how do you propose that, let's say, the disabled people earn enough to survive?
I don't know any disabled people around here that are starving to death.
Yeah, but that's because they live in a state. What if they didn't? How would they get the money?
If they were stateless, like they were floating in the ocean or something like that?
No, like if you lived in an anarcho-capitalist...
Sure. Well, my town's a great example of that. Do you know what our spending per capita is on food for the poor? And we have poor people. I live in one of the poorer towns in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. We spend $0 on food. It is 100% voluntarily given, non-governmental. It's called our food shelf. And they feed, they do meals. They do Meals on Wheels. And the food shelf is open 7 days a week. If you need food, all you have to do is go down there. The criteria is you're hungry, and that's
it. You show up, and that's how things should be. And I would rather, and I know a lot of people will say, well, what about the free rider problem? I would rather deal with the free rider problem than the compelled rider problem.
No, I would ask, what about the rent? What about the rent?
What about the rent? Yeah. Oh, the roof, what do you mean? For the place that does the food shelf?
These people who get the free food, where do they stay during the night?
No, a lot of times our welfare system picks that up, which is paid by the town, not by the state.
Welfare system, but it's still a welfare system. Right?
Yeah, no argument. I'm not saying I support it.
Greg, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.